Blog Talk Radio.
Happy Thursday. I hope that everyone had a good Independence Day yesterday. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Sash First Station. Today, our special guest is Jennifer Brandt, Miss Iowa Nationwide 2018. We are so excited to have her on the show today.
Hello, Jennifer. This is Roseanne.
Hey, Jennifer.
Good morning.
How are you today,
Jennifer? I'm doing great. How are you ladies today?
Good.
Very good. I just enjoyed looking at your Facebook post about all your 4th of July activities.
Yes, it was a perfect day. It was hot, but just a great day.
Well, let's get started. Jennifer, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Sure. So I am a recent college graduate, and I enjoyed my college career through getting a bachelor's degree in education and ag business. I was a cheerleader and a dancer in school, and I will miss that, but I'm excited to get started on preparing for my classroom as I will be a teacher next year. This summer, I'm enjoying gardening in my yard and photography, lots of craft projects, and spending time with my dogs and my family.
Well, and you're a title holder in the Nationwide Pageant System. Can you tell us and our listeners a little bit more about the Nationwide Pageant System?
Sure, not a problem. I am representing the great state of Iowa as your Miss Iowa Nationwide. Miss Nationwide has a mission to honor and recognize accomplished, intelligent young women across the nation. And Miss Nationwide allows contestants to use their personal platform to showcase their unique attributes and passions. I personally love that about this pageant system, Miss Nationwide, because the mission of the system is similar to my mission in my platform, is to follow your passion.
Oh, and that's great. And you have your national pageant coming up soon, don't you?
I do. I head out next week. Next Thursday, I will head over to Council Bluffs to meet all my pageant sisters and start pageant weekend.
Oh, and I'm excited to meet you because I'm actually legal counsel for the system. So I will have the opportunity to meet you in person. So I'm excited to meet you next week.
I am as well. It is finally here or closer.
Yes.
Well, you mentioned platform earlier, so tell us a little bit about your platform and why it is so important to you.
Sure. So my platform as Miss Iowa Nationwide is titled Girls in Science. And so I want to teach youth about the importance of incorporating STEM and STEAM, which are acronyms for science, technology, engineering, arts, and math in young lives. So I'm very passionate about encouraging girls in science because I was encouraged to follow my sparks in the science field. And today I am a science teacher. So I want to help encourage youth and especially young girls in following their passions because women make up only 15% to 25% of the current STEM workforce. And this lack of women in STEM and STEAM in the STEM and STEAM fields means there are fewer role models for girls still forming career choices out there. So we need girls in science to find, say, a cure for cancer or to feed this growing country and world and to solve other current and future issues. So through my platform, Girls in Science, I want to promote STEM and STEAM careers for not just women, but men as well.
That sounds amazing. And you are right. I am a teacher myself. I teach third grade, so kudos to you, and I'm so excited for you. You're going to have an amazing year. Being a teacher is rewarding. We do have our challenges, but it is rewarding.
Yes.
I think you will like it.
I'm so ready to get out there and get into my classroom soon and decorate and just be the teacher I want to be. I'm very excited.
Now, we would like to hear more about your pageantry experience.
Okay. So I guess I started out in pageantry at the local level, like doing some county fair things, and then advanced to the state fair pageants, which is amazing in the state of Iowa. The year I competed, there were 102 lovely ladies competing for one spot to be the coveted Iowa State Fair Queen. And so that's really where I got a taste of pageantry. And from there, I was a contestant for the Miss Iowa USA pageant, and that was also a lot of fun. Lots of lovely ladies to meet and to just enjoy the experience with. From there, I competed for Miss Iowa Nationwide a couple years ago before receiving this title this year. So now I am representing the great state of Iowa as Miss Iowa Nationwide, and I'm competing, like I said, next week for the Miss Nationwide title.
Well, and you've been so active. I've been following your Facebook, and it's so fun to look at all your appearances. So if you could tell our listeners about your year so far, because you're a little bit over halfway through, and tell us some of your favorite appearances or different things that you like to do.
Sure. So I think my first public public outing was a winter parade. So it was Christmas time, and it was very cold, but I was able to partake in a lighted parade. It was a lot of fun. Once the year progressed, I started volunteering at Clover Kids, which are younger 4-H kiddos in the state of Iowa. They're called Clover Kids. So I was able to help out at their meetings. We did lots of fun activities. We did things with bubbles and mirrors, and so just very science-related, which is right up my alley. And to address those kiddos at such a young age is just from there. I have spent time just really researching the girls in science in my area and trying to promote them on my page. So just getting out there and talking to ladies and really trying to embrace what they're trying to do and do the same thing. And I was able to be a team leader at a local event, the South Central Iowa Relay for Life event. I held a booth where kiddos could come either buy food on a stick, which I thought was really fun and they enjoyed as well, or they could partake in some science experiments. So I picked my favorite science experiments, oobleck, which is slime and crazy stuff, or we exploded some baggies. We also exploded a watermelon, and that was a lot of fun.
Oh, fun.
It drew the whole square into my booth, which was a little intimidating, but they were ready for that watermelon to explode. And just yesterday, I had another public outing where I was in Osceola Parade, and I was honored to judge the Osceola Talent Show. So that was my big day yesterday.
Well, and if you are chosen the new Miss Nationwide, what are your plans on the national level with your platform?
Sure, yes. I would love to branch out to other states. Iowa has a great STEM program, and so I want to reach out to other states and really either help get that advance further or start the spark that leads into a fire of STEM across the nation, because it's not just in one area we need to work on. It is across the nation. We need women and girls in science to run the world, really. So to, you know, to solve problems and to be the hard work behind all of the things that we need to accomplish and will accomplish. So.
Absolutely. Well, if you had somebody come to you, one of these smaller, you know, younger gals in 4-H that you've been mentoring, and you had to give them some advice on starting in pageantry or starting to compete, what would you tell her? Or what was the most helpful thing somebody told you?
For sure. I was told and will continue to tell people to be yourself, be who you want to be. So if you want to wear a crazy outfit and represent it well, that's awesome. If you want to follow your passions and use that as your platform, you go, girl. I just want you to be you, because everybody else is taken, so being you is who you need to be. And so just carrying that through life or your pageant experience is just be yourself. Be honest to yourself and who you want to be. I'd also tell her to be... Oh, sorry.
No, go ahead.
I would also tell her to be confident, like, in every aspect of your life. Just be confident, and it's okay to step out of your comfort zone because it's cool out here once you do get out of your comfort zone, because there's so many opportunities and experiences that you will get to experience that maybe you wouldn't if you wouldn't have taken that leap of faith.
Well, and I so agree with that. And I think in the world of social media and Instagram, that everybody thinks that they have to be a certain way to be in a pageant. And I think it's refreshing, mm-hmm. especially when somebody comes in and says, this is me, and I'm not going to maybe fit that mold that is in everybody's head as the stereotype of pageants. And I think where we're going to see the direction of pageants, especially with Miss America 2.0, is we're going to see there being a change and respecting the individuality of people and not fitting that very stereotypical pageant, you know, profile. I think we're going to see a lot more diversity. So I love your answer and the fact that just be you, because everybody else is taken.
They are. So it's great to just remember to be yourself.
Well, I agree with you and Roseanne. Anyone who follows me know that I'm all about being confident. I'm all about being yourself. And like Roseanne said, with the Miss America 2.0, the girls have a chance to be original. They do not have to be like anyone else, like the typical stereotype of a pageant girl or what a pageant girl is. You know, I'm excited about the new changes with Miss America 2.0, because Miss America is a scholarship program. And I'm just excited to see where that is headed. I'm ecstatic about it.
Yes. So sometimes change is good, and it will lead to good things. And so I'm also equally excited about where that will take pageantry.
Yes, and I think that we need to be more positive about it, because who knows what's going to happen with it. I've seen so much negativity in the media, but I just wish we were more positive, because, like, we don't know where it's going to end up, and you might as well just give it a bit of a doubt.
That's right.
So now we know that your nationals is coming up soon, and I know that is very exciting, and it can be very nerve-wracking at the same time. So tell us what is your pageant prep like on the road to nationals? And secondly, what are you looking forward to the most? When you go to nationals, what are you looking forward to the most? What are you excited about?
Awesome. I have been pageant prepping with my outfits and my costumes. So I'm very excited about revealing those. So that's taken a lot of preparation work. Also, just reaching out to community members and letting them know, hey, I'm here. I would love to help you with any events, and I would love to promote what I've got going on with what you've got going on, and really just share this experience together. And so that's been my pageant prep, just really getting ready for the actual pageant, but also letting others know that I am here representing your state and our state, and I want to represent it well. What I'm looking forward to most is to meeting my pageant sisters, because I've only met them, you know, via online since we've all been crowned our titles. And so really, you know, getting to spend time with them and to meet them is very exciting. I am also looking forward to just making those lifelong connections that, you know, we won't just be friends just during pageant week. We will be friends, and we will know each other and be able to reach out to each other forever, because that's just how pageant works.
Well, and yes, it is, and that's how Tiffany and I connected and became friends, was we're in the same system, and you meet a lot of interesting people and people you click with, and it is a lifelong relationship and networking that you develop.
I am very excited.
Yes, and Jennifer, we appreciate you. Thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to talk with us this morning. Now, is there anything else that you would like to tell our listeners or us?
Oh, I would love to tell them lots of things. Our pageant weekend starts next Thursday, but we have some online voting. So if you'd like to follow my Facebook page, I'm at Miss Iowa Nationwide. on Facebook, and you can see what I've done earlier this year and what I'm still doing the last week before the pageant weekend, and follow me through the pageant weekend. We have some online voting that is for the People's Choice Award, and every vote is a dollar, and that dollar is donated to the winner's charity choice. And my charity of choice is the Iowa 4-H Foundation, because they represent STEM and STEAM and Girls in Science just as much as I do. So I want to donate to their projects. And I just appreciate everyone out there that's listened today, and thank you for everyone that's helped me on my journey this far. And, you know, my journey will continue, and I am very excited for pageant weekend next week.
Well, and thank you. We've so enjoyed having you on the show, and I will be very excited to meet you next weekend. And I will also put just a little plug in. Not only is it pageant nationals for you, but also during the weekend on Saturday, we'll be holding the first ever Crown Academy. And yes. What that is it's a seminar for the delegates, and actually we've opened it up to the public. And we have several speakers coming in. It's the power of the crown, and it's different areas of pageantry that people, current title holders or people aspiring to be a title holder, it's areas of interest for them. So it's, for instance, how to negotiate and run a social media page like you do very successfully, and things that should and shouldn't be on there, how to protect yourself from, you know, cyberbullying, or if you have, I know all of us who've had social media occasionally, you know, received a message that was a little disturbing. So it's how to manage your social media. It's also about how to get sponsorships. It's just really the tools of the trade. And I will be actually speaking about legal issues and concerns that title holders should have. And I have a very fun and interactive program planned, and I'm excited to present it not only to you, but to all of the delegates that are there and the public as well. So just really getting our title holders and our future title holders ready so when they are given that crown, they can do their very best. And so I welcome anybody. That is also not only on the Ms. Nationwide page, but it's also on my page, Ms. Worldwide. And you can register in advance, or you can actually register and pay at the door, and that's on Saturday afternoon. So if anybody's interested, I would also like to invite everybody to that.
Yes, I am equally excited to hear from you and from the others, just to hear what kind of advice and details that we can take from that empowerment seminar.
Yeah, I think it's going to be great, and I think it's a really neat feature of the Nationwide Week, because what it allows is, I think so many of us who go to nationals, it's sort of, besides what we post out there, it's kind of a big secret what's going on the week of nationals until the show. I know that some people have said, like, what do you do when you go to nationals? And this is great because it's kind of opening that door, and everybody can come in and see people and also hear the work that goes into the show. And that I always tell people, pageantry, the pageant you see is just this one tiny little fraction of the time and the effort that all title holders put in for the whole year. You know, that's just sort of the final show and the end and the beginning of the title holder's reign, but you don't see all the hard work. And so I'm excited that this seminar is going to show that there's a lot of hard work put into people's platforms like yours, and how much time and effort that you do spend spreading your messages. And so for that, I'm excited to let others kind of have a sneak peek behind the scenes.
Yes, that will be very eye-opening for those that are new to pageantry or want to learn more. So, yes, I'm very looking forward to that.
Oh, yeah. So anybody, even if you're not involved in pageantry, I want to encourage. And I think there's some, I know what the speakers are going to speak about, Jennifer. And I think actually title holders are even just, it's just good information for anybody that maybe they're not a title holder, but maybe they're active in another organization and they do need social media or legal skills. I think it will be advantageous for anybody, and also a nice introduction to those that are just putting their toe, so to speak, in the pageant pond.
Well, thank you, Jennifer, so much. And we have really enjoyed you. And good luck to you on your pageant journey to nationals. And I wish you the best. And we will be following you, and we will be looking for pictures. And we are
yes,
so excited
we'll be cheering.
For you.
Yes, Tiffany and I will be cheering you on. And, you know, we're actually going to our nationals, and we'll be finishing up just as you're coming in. So we will think of you fondly as you start your week at nationals.
Well, thank you, and good luck to you, ladies. I hope you enjoy your pageant week as well.
Oh, I
thank
I know
you.
We will. Yes.
Yes.
And thank all of our listeners for tuning in, too, today.
Yes, thank you so much for listening.
Yes, and I would like to thank everyone for listening. And I would also like to invite everyone who's in the Omaha, Nebraska area on July the 11th at 6 o'clock p.m. at the Scottish Rite. We are having our worldwide pageant, which I am so excited about. I have been working so hard. And I cannot even tell you how excited I am. I'm excited to meet Roseanne in person because I feel like she's my sister. And I know we're going to have a wonderful time. I'm excited to meet the other ladies and hear about their platforms and just talk with them and just spend that quality time together.
Yes, and we want to encourage anybody who would like to come out and meet Tiffany and I in person or reach out to us to be a future guest. Please stop by the pageant, and we would love to meet you in person.
Yes, I agree. And thank you so much for listening today. I hope everyone has a great weekend, and stay fabulous.
Yes, stay fabulous.